Alright, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I am Andy.
Welcome to April!
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 I'm still reading your April special comic book.
Yes. I told you about the alternative cover of that, right?
You mentioned it. What goes on in the alternative cover?
It's a scratch and sniff.
Oh.
It smells like bananas.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was thinking.
Well, oh, you were thinking poop?
Poo, yeah. Yes. They throw the poo and stuff.
Yeah.
It's got Gleek.
They do want to sell comics.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. This comic has Gleek and Beppo the Super Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Not an ape.
Not an ape. In fact, Gleek's not an ape either. Gleek's a monkey, too. So is the Monkey Prince. Most of the good guys in this comic book are not actually apes.
Ah.
Clearly, apes are mostly villains. Of course, we knew that.
Yes, of course.
Ooh, here's the scene where Beppo is beating the hell out of the dude with his brain exposed.
Yeah, it gets gross. It looks like it's exploding.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said that is a poor design.
Yeah, it's an obvious flaw.
Yes. Should I go for, what are you drinking over there?
Oh, I'm having a delicious Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout Nitro America Stout.
All right. So, which should I go for? Can or bottle?
I'm looking at the top of that bottle to see. Oh, go for the can because it's that second-rate peanut butter thing.
Pantry Raid.
Pantry Raid. they're both the second-rate peanut butter things. The other one is peanut butter chocolate through. Milk stout. That one's actually good, though. I like that one.
I'm working my way through stuff. Yes. So... Yeah, so we are here.
I had to grab this one because my son was working his way through stuff, too. I was like, if I don't grab that last milk stout, there ain't going to be no more milk stout.
You're just
going to keep on pouring, even though it's about to overflow.
Oh, yeah.
You made it, man. You had to sacrifice some creamy head, but...
Man. So, yes, this is our initial podcast proper for April.
Yeah, I'm going to predict that you'll need to ignore me on Tuesday.
Thematically, April is all about apes and monkeys and those kinds of things,
yeah.
Right?
All the simian breeds, yep.
We got a couple
including
of
humans. Humans or simians.
Yeah.
No, are they not? Am I wrong about that?
We're all primates.
My science is a little fuzzy.
I don't know. But, like, listen, if we're talking about... When we're talking about April...
Uh-huh.
April. We're talking about apes and monkeys.
We're not talking
about humans. Like, what are we? Like, then you open it up to X-Men and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, we got to keep
it too broad.
You gotta have a furry body.
The more obvious primates.
You gotta have a furry body.
I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah, tail like, or no tail.
Like Godzilla. Godzilla with his furry body.
Exactly.
You think Godzilla's got fur anywhere?
Absolutely no.
Underarms?
No.
Down in his crotch region?
No.
Nothing like
that?
No. Butthole? No.
No. Well, he hasn't brushed his teeth in a while, he's got a little fuzz
on
there.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a cavity.
Eyelashes, maybe?
Eyelashes. He has to have eyelashes. Come on now.
Big old
well,
eyelashes.
He's like an amphibian. Do fish have eyelashes? They must.
Do they? Like it. Like,
in Disney.
You ask these kind of questions and then you complain.
In Disney, they always have eyelashes and lipstick.
Well, especially if they're girl fishes.
Or feces.
Do fish have eyelashes?
Well, eyelashes are to keep the dust out of your eyes in the air, so I can't imagine that they do.
Fish don't have eyelashes.
Yeah. I wouldn't guess that they do.
Yes.
They probably have some kind of cilia somewhere that might stand as hair, but no.
Eyelashes are made of hair, so they are special to mammals.
Mammals. Only mammals have hair.
Only mammals.
Yeah.
Only mammals.
All the rest of
unless
the species.
Unless you get into some weird thing like
I don't mean to offend other species, but they can suck it.
All those dolphins.
I know how jealous they are of our hair. They're like, oh man, those mammals.
Yes,
they got hair.
I went over to my mom and dad's house today, and I was unloading this big ass window, and I was leaving, and I said, I guess I should go say hello to my mother. Like,
why not? I'm here. I drove all the way out here. Yeah.
So I go and I give her a hug, and I'm like, I gotta go party today. I'm the adult. Like, I gotta go. And as I was leaving, she's like, I hate you for your hair. I was like, what, this whole thing?
I just threw this on.
I really don't do a thing. So yes, we are here, April, and so we're going to start it out with our Bonkers Banana Pants movie, which is Godzilla X Kong.
X Kong, better.
Do you think Times Kong?
No. This is an anime thing. They do this a lot. Hunter X Hunter, Spy X Family. Mm. I'm not sure what the point of it is, but yeah.
It's like a multiplication.
No, right? No, it's just sort of a connector to say these are in the same, like, show, but there's nothing, it's not supposed to be and, it's not supposed to be times, it's not supposed to be plus, it's just, like, you know, this joins with that.
All right, I'm going to see, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, what does the X mean in anime?
According to this, the official way to say Godzilla X Kong is driving me mad. this says, Godzilla and King Kong are doing more destruction than just crushing buildings. They're taking on language itself.
Now,
we got a pink Godzilla in here.
This stopped. Well, he was pink in the show, man.
I thought he was blue.
Man, are you colorblind?
No, but I've got a faulty memory.
Oh, okay. No, this is the thing. His colors change. And in this one, especially after he got sealed in that bag or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. The ice tomb.
I don't know how he got in it or what he was in there for.
There was a lot about this movie that was just a little bit like... What?
When he got encased in his radiation bubble, yes. You know,
was special. It was a special part of the planet that just brought all the radiation.
He had pink. He had like the pink color radiation.
So according to this article, it says, according to Vulture, publicist for the film informed the site that Godzilla X Kong : The New Empire is in fact said as Godzilla Kong : The New Empire. In fact, you're not supposed to acknowledge the X at all.
In anime, that's how it is. It's Spy Family and Hunter Hunter.
According to this, it says, and boy howdy, do I hate this.
Yeah. That's the thing. I still, to this day, like, I'm like Hunter X Hunter. I'm like, you can pretend that it's not there, but it's there. It's Spy X Family, right?
If this is the rule, then it's just like Spy Family.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunter.
I give it the nod for Spy Family because I call it Spy Family, but I call it Hunter X Hunter. I don't call it Hunter Hunter. I call it Hunter X Hunter.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All of this is ridiculous.
Yeah, because it sounds like I'm stuttering if I say
boy,
Hunter.
Boy, oh boy, do I hate this. That's the title of this particular.
And that's the thing. This will always be Godzilla X Kong to me. It's never going to be Godzilla Kong.
Yeah.
Godzilla Kong? What the hell does that mean? You know?
I think of it as Times Kong. To the power of Kong.
I appreciate how you're getting that because there were like lots of like Kong Juniors going on in this film, but no.
Yeah. This is Kong heavy.
It should have been Kong X Godzilla. It was more about Kong than it was about Godzilla. Here's the thing I realized while walking the dog after the movie. This is one of those movies that was written in reverse.
They needed them to be together.
They wanted such and such a thing to happen, and they reverse engineered it to kind of make that happen. Because, you know, what I say about stories is, in the best stories, the villain drives the story.
Sure.
This villain was he wasn't even an issue until the end. Like, he shows up at the end, and they're like, oh wait, there's a villain.
Yeah.
And then you're
we have to get Godzilla all charged up so that he can take on the super villains.
Apparently. He knew something was going on because the natives were sending the signal. And they were sending the signal because Kong was running around looking for whatever.
Yes.
But
he was digging into his
background.
Yeah,
but once again, they had the portals hidden, right?
Yeah.
And they'd not been found yet. Kong didn't know where they were. So even if he found his brethren and the evil...
Yeah, but he did open that portal at the beginning. So, listen...
Well, that's true, but so why was it even important that he found the portals in that little whatever?
I don't know.
At the end of the day, this
is the kind of movie that's going to improve over time for me, because all the gibberish is going to leave, and I'll just be like, yeah, there was a punch-em-up.
Yeah, yeah. There was great kaiju action.
Well, I'm not sure it was even that great of a kaiju action. Like, some of the fight scenes, I was just, like, lost. Because they would do things like flip over and, like, they were trying to be too too fancy with some of the
Zack Snyder
work. Yeah, I was like, why not just show a bunch of punching? Like, you know. So I'm gonna, like, I'll just put it out there. I left this with like a meh, meh, meh. Did I get the punching up? Sure, I did.
Yeah.
Did I get some, like, frozen monkey action that, like, he got smashed? Sure. Did I get, like, apparently a new kaiju that is just controlled by a crystal? Absolutely.
Once
I did.
Again, but did how does that work?
Show up and spit some like Spider-Man webs at him?
Yeah, yeah. Sure, she we did. Love that.
But the whole story was so thin. Like, it was just like, we need to get from like this big action piece to this big action
piece. Yeah, yeah.
Piece.
Once and again, like, but this okay. is what I mean by being reverse engineered. It was kind of like, okay, we need Kong to come to the surface so that he can get them to go back down there so that they can find the natives so that Kong can get beat up and go find them and then show the other apes where to find the portals. And I was just like, okay, how do we do that? Oh, let's give him a toothache.
I could also see him like...
I was like, okay, come on, man.
I could also see him like reverse engineering some stuff like, you know what would be cool? Kong with some mech. Like, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
But how do we get mech on Kong?
Yeah.
Well, maybe his arms hurt. All right, but that doesn't explain why he lets people put mech on him. Well, he's got to trust the people somehow, so maybe we give him a toothache earlier in the movie, and they get some dentistry.
I believe that the toothache was only to get him to go back to the surface so they could realize, oh, it, you know, that in conjunction with the signal was like, let's go check it out, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of to get them together, and it was wildly contrived. And then it was when he hits the mech arm, you and I were both like, "How convenient that it's already down there where he is."
And somehow that all, like, not only is it convenient, but it saves his arm from like
frostbite
right. and structural damage.
Right.
Like, I don't know about you, but wearing a cast doesn't help with
doesn't
those
cure
things.
Frostbite. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're going to inject him with some fancy green goo.
My
and
magic
will,
chemicals.
That will
good
fix
thing
him.
We constructed this mech arm to have like frostbite medicine in it. How did we know that was going to happen?
Yeah, you plan for
everything. Well, like
you plan for the worst.
Yeah, no, that arm is that arm is dead. But they juiced him. They juiced that mother forker up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had an infinity gauntlet.
Exactly.
I kept thinking, please don't let him.
Don't
snap. Don't snap.
Do not snap. If you open some multiverses, I am going to be like, this is some bullshit.
there was.
I'm quoting Resident Alien there, by the way. This is some bullshit.
There were, Hollow Earths inside of Hollow Earths in this. Like, there's no Earth to our Earth.
I was like, it's elephants all the way down, man. It's elephants upon elephants. It's Hollow Earths upon Hollow Earths.
I half expected at the end of this
for
Kong and Godzilla to high five.
Well, this is
they
one of the things.
At each other and they're like,
this is one of the things when he comes back up, I guess, to get Godzilla. God knows this is the smartest damn giant ape you ever saw.
Yeah, but all the girl said is like, we need help, and
he's like, I better go get Godzilla.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Godzilla shows up, attracted by him, and then attacks him. I was like, I thought they had kind of an understanding after taking out Mechagodzilla in the last movie. You know, like there was an uneasy truce.
Listen. This is the most easy to explain thing. Godzilla was roided up to his gills.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
There was some roid rage going on with Godzilla.
He took an extra 6 inches.
he decided to take it out on those damn pyramids.
That comment, I predict, will mean something in the Woopa in 3 days.
Oh,
sorry.
It means something right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it does. But you don't know what it means, so I apologize.
I tell you, like, What did Rome do to deserve that?
I know.
What did Sao Paulo or
no?
You know,
see, this is the thing.
What did the pyramids do to deserve any of this? Like, why?
What was that? What was that movie?
Beavis and Butthead.
No. Well, are you pulling that on me? Where you just like throw stuff out? It was the Will Smith movie about the aliens attacking and they blew up the White House and shit.
Hitch.
That was it. That was the one. Bad Boys.
Independence Day. Hitch.
Part of
I feel like Hitch.
Part of what made that movie fun is them blowing up like major landmarks and stuff. So If you have titans running around, if you have titans running around, you're like,
this was the majority of the landmass has nothing on it. Like, there's nothing important in Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why can't you? Why are
titans showing up in the middle of Gibraltar or whatever? Yeah. You know.
He doesn't dive. Like, I know. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He spreads his arms. Swan. He's swanning it up.
I gotta get to Cairo.
Well, that was one of the things about it. Like, these two titans
are. This movie is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It was a little, as you say, a little too broad. Like, the story was all over the place. I was like, what is this, James Bond? They're like at every location.
Yeah.
We find
the magic humans underground who somehow understand control the old
gravity. They control gravity with wax.
Yeah, it makes and the other guy understands.
He just figures it out. Yeah,
he's like, I get it.
I know
gravity.
So that we can save some exposition, let me like very quickly explain the thing that I've just figured out.
Gibberish, 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 science, gibberish.
Science, science, science.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Aren't you glad I explained it? Otherwise, you would have no idea what the hell they're pouring this stuff into that stuff, and it makes gravity. I don't know.
But it will only be temporary.
That's right. We are well aware that gravity is just a chemical experiment.
Hi. What's up?
Pat's wife is here.
Yeah.
Yes. A woman with a name all to herself. A whole human being in her own...
Unlike most people who don't have names all to themselves.
I'm usually Mrs. Verity's mom.
Yeah, yeah, yes. There you go.
I love it, actually.
I'm Dr. Verity's dad.
Dr. Verity's dad.
Dr. Verity's
I called Anna. I said, Miss Anna Verity's friend.
I like the Dr. Verity's dad. Like, they give you the title, and then...
Hey, I didn't go to evil doctor school for nothing.
To be a mister.
Are you going
to
be in here with Daddy now?
Leave it a little bit open.
Because she will pop it and crack it.
So, yes, this movie was gibberish all the way down. Like...
Well, the thing I was going to say...
It's got killer trees in it.
I think they realized... Yeah, that was funny. I think they realized about the same time I did that when you have two titans attacking each other in the middle of a city, you got to crush more people.
Oh, yeah.
You got to destroy more cars that have people in them.
How many people do you think died in this? Conservatively, I started looking up, how many people live in Rio de Janeiro?
Well, that was the thing. In the one scene, everybody was running... And then the big fight started in Rome, I think it was.
Right.
And then...
Then he curls up for a nap in the Colosseum.
In the Colosseum.
Like it's a big cat. Yeah, yeah. Like it's a big cat bed.
It's a big dog bed right there. And I'm thinking...
I have expected him to like
twirl
around.
I'm thinking there are like way too few people getting crushed in this fight.
Yes.
Like there would be like ants under their feet.
Yeah.
There is when at the end when the evil scar monkey ape came out of the water, like, and they were running away, that was the first time you really got the scale of how big these things
because
were.
Because they were like you could barely see, like it wasn't even ant size, like they were tiny.
They were what are those little chiggers?
Sure.
What are those little red things? What are those little red things that bite? Chiggers.
So. No, but like, listen. This is a world. If we take the entire Monsterverse or whatever it is,
right,
then they have early warning systems that are supposed to tell people like Godzilla's gone its way,
right?
All right,
like a tornado or a hurricane or some shit,
right? Yeah. But honestly, in Rio, that's where most of the people would have died because these guys just popped out of the ground. There was no warning.
Yeah, yeah.
The people were on the beach, and they started running. Okay, so yeah, maybe the people on the beach had warning.
All of a sudden, it was like,
but then he's blowing up buildings.
You haven't seen Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, right?
No.
But it was the same thing. It suddenly started freezing. The beach started freezing. No warning. People were just like, what the hell? The beach is freezing. Run! You know? Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to get frostbite on your naughty bits in your, you know.
I'm going to speak for yourself.
Whatever you're into, you know. People are into different things.
A little ice ain't bad.
Yeah.
No, but like...
A little hot wax, you know, switch it back and forth.
Yeah, but like, he was taking out entire buildings. And I'm thinking, none of those people had any warning. Like, those buildings were full. And they were taking out like 10, 15 story buildings.
Right.
That conservatively would have had like
this is the thing. 500 That's people realistic. Yeah. That to me, I'm like, yes. Yeah.
The follow-up to this movie is like, Rhea will never be the same.
I mean, the only thing that would have been more realistic is occasional close-up of the bodies falling from the buildings. Yeah. Yeah. Or just the dismembered limbs and stuff.
Or him just having like a leg sticking out of his hand, like, mouth. Like, just randomly.
He rolls over a building, and when he gets up, there's just like body parts like stuck to his face and stuff. He's like, what is this? And wipes his face off.
Well, you know, well... the one thing I learned among many, one of the things I learned is that Kong loves himself a shower and will tear himself like a demon dog in half just to prove a point.
A pig hyena. Yeah, he'll tear a pig a pig hyena off over his head. He'll
drench himself in that blood. Green, it's a blood sacrifice.
Green ichor. Like, what are these things made of that their fluids are green? I don't know, man. What are they, Romulans or something?
Maybe, but like he did it just to prove a point. The Vulcans, to scare some
the
folks
Vulcans
off.
Had blue blood, didn't they? Wasn't it blue blooded? No, it was green blooded.
I don't know.
The Vulcans did have green blood. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't know.
But like that's just disgusting.
I'm gonna have to take a punch out of my nerd card. For
and that guy, listen, you might wash it off, but that stuff still stinks. Like Kong probably smells like bullshit.
Viscera.
Yeah, like, just, like, he smells like doo-doo.
Well, of course, he's a giant-ass ape. Of course he's going to smell like doo-doo. What does he care? So, like, there aren't any ladies around. Mm. There were some ladies, actually,
How do you know? What's a lady ape look like?
Well, when they were holding the babies boobies? And stuff, I didn't notice any boobies. And trust me, I was looking.
Love me a boobie. Love me an ape boobie.
When he finds the ape race, like being made slave labor of, there were several scenes where there were like obviously female apes with their little baby monkeys in their arms and stuff. Baby apes, sorry, baby. A hard time about apes and monkeys, and I can't get it straight right now.
What'd you think of the baby ape? Like the little ape. Bullshit. What a bullshit thing.
It was okay. I didn't mind it. And once again, you don't have any history with Godzilla, so you never saw, Monster Island or whatever was King of the Monsters, I think, is the actual movie.
Was this Scrappy-Doo?
It was Son of Kong. I think there was even a movie Son of Kong, and he looked a little like that,
which implies it's the Kong gets some.
They never explain that. Yeah.
Unless he adopts.
Now, you know what? Reverse that. Take it back. It was the Son of Godzilla. Not the Son of Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. There's on Monster Island, it was the Son of Godzilla.
Well, I saw that.
And
1998's Godzilla movie. There were plenty of Sons of Godzilla.
Yeah. Well, you would, yes. Stupid Devlin movie. Piece of crap.
poke.
That piece of crap. Yeah. No, the Son of Godzilla actually looked a little bit like that baby monkey.
Godzilla?
Son of Godzilla.
Hmm. How'd that work?
Big eyes and like a bulbous head. Sure, yeah. Kind of thing.
Now, this little baby, which. Look, I didn't like how he just, like, at the very beginning, he was just a dick. Like, Godzilla's like, oh, aren't you cute?
Yeah.
Bite my finger.
Yeah. The apes were assholes, man. They set a trap and they tried to kill him.
I think the biggest laugh I got out of this movie was when Kong picked up the baby and was beating the other monkeys with it.
I know. Those guys are tough because he beat the hell out of three other apes with that baby ape, and then he threw it. It got up like, okay, I'm fine. I'm just gonna walk this off. I'm gonna rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna take you to the lake where the dragonfish will take care of you.
Yeah. That little ape was just like fucking with him left and right, man.
Yeah, all it took was him throwing a chunk of meat at him and being like, "Here, eat this."
I'm not a dick like all the other apes, you know, because I'm Kong and I can kick everybody's ass in the place. This is my thing. That tall, skinny ape didn't have anything on Kong.
Yeah,
and he
was more like an orangutan.
His major weapon with the little magic crystal on it was a spinal column. Those things do not hold together that well.
I was thinking the same. Well, maybe it was threaded.
He's
in there with a needle.
He's like, kill some more of my ape brethren so I can get their hair and make rope out of it. He seems like just the type.
Yeah. Or but, he also seems like, I'm going to kick you into the lava and not give a shit
yeah,
at all.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the guy we want to follow.
Well, he's the biggest, baddest ape. Are orangutans apes? Because yeah. he seemed like, body-wise, he seemed more like
yeah,
orangutan.
Yeah, orangutans are orangutans are definitely apes, but...
Mm. All right. So we saw a whole plethora of apes.
Well, these apes seemed a little bit more intelligent than your basic ape. And yes. I would imagine that at some point being what a
they
brutish...
They were tool users.
Huh?
They were tool users.
That's what I mean. At a certain point, these that brutish king, the weaker apes would have banded together and kicked the shit out of him and thrown him in the lava.
Why were they just moving blocks around? What do you think that was all about?
I'm not sure.
Busy work?
Just to show that they were slaves. Once again, poorly written. You know, nobody thinks that... Nobody does that high resolution
like
thinking.
Like he's sitting up there, move those blocks
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you move them back.
We need this cave bigger. I want a basketball court.
He's more like pickleball.
Yeah. And I'm 20 stories high, so I need some space to dunk.
Oh, by the way, make me a ball.
Yeah, exactly. Your head will do.
Yes. This movie was so ridiculous. I think that, man, I'm trying to place
it's
this.
It's only ridiculous if, it's you, actually, if like, you stop and start asking questions about some of the shit that was represented.
No,
right?
This is why I think, like, during the time when I'm watching it, I'm like, this is pretty bad. Like, this is a pretty bad movie. Like, but as I'm, like, the further away from it I get, the only thing I'll remember is, like, the ridiculous stuff. And I'll be like, yeah, you remember the little monkey that bit his finger and then became a friend? You know,
That was sweet.
That was pretty cool.
I love that.
Yeah, you remember Pink Godzilla? You remember that guy?
Well, let's put this in the right perspective. The movies that these are based on were not Oscar winners.
Yeah, the
Godzilla movies from back in the day. You know what you're looking for is number and they hit this. The CG was good.
It was definitely.
It was rock solid.
Yeah.
And so like, you know,
I guarantee. Sorry to step on you, but like, I guarantee that some of the video of this will show up in Monarch Season 2. Like, that's how they'll be like, this is high production quality, because they'll have, like, Godzilla diving into the water, you know what I mean?
From the high dive.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to just, like, take the low road to the beach and just get in the water. No. Yeah. He got to show it off.
I would have loved for him to just do Cannonball.
Exactly. Spread those arms. Swan dive, baby.
Yeah. Belly fly. This is how I charge myself
up. I'm clearing the whole bay.
Yeah, it's all kinetic energy. I need the kinetic energy. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my belly's so red now.
All right, sorry.
I go back and watch these movies, and I'm just looking for the kaiju action. I do not necessarily... The little human stories are kind of dumb to begin
bullshit.
With. That they are some bullshit. And it's funny because my buddy Nick went and saw it Tuesday, and he said it wasn't bad, but he juxtaposed it without fail with Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, I mean,
and like,
there's no comparison.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, absolutely. Because he loved that movie. He's like, that was so good.
I love that movie. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just like... Yeah, you know, once again, when he's talking about it, I'm like, yeah, well, you don't go to these movies for the human story. You want the kaiju action. Humans can fucking... He was just like, oh, but Godzilla Minus One. You know,
yeah,
like, that's what he does.
You can make a movie that has all the Godzilla action, but you actually have some human stories that aren't bullshit. Like, listen, a podcaster who's talking about, I need traffic to my blog in 2024? What are you talking about? Like, if you don't have a YouTube and a TikTok, you might as well just be, like, no wonder nobody's taking you seriously.
Yeah, pack it up, dumb shit. Come on. Dumb shirt balls.
You're a dummy.
Yeah. Once again, I've complained about Hollywood writing, and I will complain it about again. But, but at least, like I said, at least they got the action right. At least they got the CG right.
They definitely.
Yeah, I don't.
That.
Once again, the rest of the story, all the human stuff, is sort of throwaway. In all honesty, the characters are likable enough, even as you're watching.
The bullshit little girl who's like the savior, who's like, she's the chosen one to come and
that's
like,
classic. That's she classic must, Godzilla.
She must awaken
Mothra.
Yeah. And all she does is climb some stairs and wave her hand.
Well,
and I'm like,
but she's the only one that can wave her hand that way, man. You know.
Is it genetics? What are you talking about?
Exactly. I think it was that mustard they put on her forehead.
The whole thing's stupid.
Yeah. But I mean the Titan veterinarian. He was a fun character.
Absolutely.
Podcaster. He was a fun character. I wasn't buying the main female lead. Like, she was generic.
Well, she was a holdover from the previous
movie. Yeah, she was just generic scientist girl, woman. The little girl was, she was fine. I mean, she's deaf, so, you know, she can only sound and stuff. But, you know, I'm watching her going, man, she's going to be just absolutely gorgeous when she grows up. And, you know,
I'm worried about you. You're looking at, like, 12-year-old girls.
I am an artist, and so I appreciate the aesthetics. I am not, there's no sexual thing about that. Don't even get into that.
There's some parts where she's, like, she goes into a fugue state and is just, like, drawing these three spiky pyramids.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow there's this leap in, like, logic for the mother who's like, it's the same pattern. I'm like, that looks like every mountain range that every kid has ever drawn. Mm. What are you talking about? Just be, like, don't.
Well, as soon as I saw it, it was the same, obviously. But, very contrived, that kind of thing. So,
everything about this movie was contrived. No argument. It was simply a means to be like, we need them to fight. We need them to, like, we need monster action. And the only, I agree with you for the most part that the CG was great, the monster action was good. The only issue I have where I would quibble with you is that some of the like underworld stuff where they decided that they needed to spin the camera to show both the upside and downside, it lost me at times. Like, just like, I understand you're doing that to illustrate how the
gravity is wonky
and stuff. Right. But I'm just like, during a fight scene when they're turning this, and I'm like, just stop it.
I think the scene you're mostly talking about was when the magic gravity natives had dispensed with gravity, and so they were floating in space.
Yeah.
And you were like, up is down, down is up. Nobody knows where the ground is here.
Right.
Strangely enough, Godzilla was the best at it. Like, he was just like, I don't care. I'm going to grab this. I'm going to float over here. I'm going to get that. And I'm thinking, okay, you've got...
I don't care what's up or down. Bad guys that way.
You've got primates, and the lizard is better at floating in space. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. But whatever.
Old movie. I did it. Listen, as with most of these movies, I think it's more fun to talk about than to experience. Like, this is a movie that you should definitely, if you want, if you're into Godzilla, if you're into Kong, if you're into this universe, definitely go see this on the big screen.
Yeah.
It is clearly better than watching it on your iPad. Clearly.
Or your phone. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
unless you put it right up to your face.
Even then.
Yeah.
Even
but then. It's a bonkers, ridiculous movie. Like, from the get-go, it's pretty ridiculous.
I'm just glad Millie Bobby Brown is in it again.
Well, she's out of the price range anymore.
I know, like,
they can't afford her.
Yeah, if that dragon had showed up, I would have been like, wait a second.
Well, they had a couple of dragons.
I know.
They're like, there's an underwater dragon, and there's another underwater dragon.
Tiamat.
That's frozen.
Tiamat, and then there's the giant lizard in the lake.
Yeah.
That little baby ape, like, set him up for.
Yeah.
Which he killed, and he's like, here,
a meal.
Here, eat some of this. Yeah,
eat the entrails of this thing.
He's
not even eating the meat. He's just eating, like,
this has
gooey
so
that's come
many
out.
Entrails. Like, this thing is chock full of entrails. Like, it's all entrails. I'm not sure there's any meat in this thing. It's just entrails.
That's where the real protein and nutrients
That's where the
come
nutrients
from.
Are. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
The entrails.
Well, and Scar King was eating something that was full of entrails too.
Yeah, they like the little droopy bits.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
why can't
like
you just have a big hunk of meat?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And why can't it be red? Why got to be green and slimy? That means it's spoiled. That means it's Vulcan meat. You ever eaten Vulcan meat? That's not right.
Yeah, this movie was a... So would you think this is, like, is this bad or is this a good movie? Where do you put this? Is this... I will tell you, I will not watch this again.
I will. I'll absolutely watch it again. Yeah, yeah.
No, I won't watch this again.
Trust me. Look, I'm a Godzilla fan from way back, and I go to these movies.
I'm opening my other beer.
I'm getting ready to open my other beer. I still watch the crappy, like, Devlin Godzilla with the eggs.
The 1998?
Yeah.
I just if it comes on TV, I'll watch that.
But I fast forward through all of the human parts. Like, it's probably the worst performance of Matthew Broderick ever. Like, he has never performed that badly in anything except this. And so you have to blame the director. You have one of the...
By the way, I'm opening a peanut butter chocolate milk stout.
Fantastic.
Lost Coast Brewery.
You have one of the great actors of all time. Stage actors, Broadway actors.
Absolutely.
He seems like he's in a high school play in this movie. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, okay, that cannot
Jean
be.
Jean Reno, this movie is kind of like.
No, actually, this is the thing. This is a testament to how great Jean Reno is. He sells it. That guy is good, even in this.
Yeah, but at the end, he just walks away. He's like, here's your videotape. Like,
well, once again, what are you going to do? But. Like he's fantastic in that. He's the only actor that like makes it work. Like everybody else is like,
where's the guy? Oh, who's the guy from The Simpsons? Not Harry Shearer.
Could be Harry Shearer. I think you're right.
I don't think that's Harry Shearer. I think
Yeah, he plays the
videotape guy.
No, I thought you were talking about the guy who is the Anchorman.
No, I'm thinking of the guy who's mostly on the adventure with them, who's got the video camera.
Oh, no, that's the voice of Lego Batman, isn't it?
No.
I can't believe we're deep diving.
Why do I get
we're deep diving into the worst Godzilla movie of all time?
Simpsons.
But I'm pretty sure the main Anchorman. Number one, another thing wrong with that movie, like their Anchorman is like 5'4". Like that's what you pick an Anchorman for is like the littlest guy you can find. He got a great voice, but come on. That was a misfire start to finish. There are great Godzilla scenes in it, like giant monster scenes.
Right.
So I still watch it.
I do like the monster. They at least try to explain like Godzilla's underground and that's how he's getting around without anybody seeing him. And we're gonna bring him out with a big pile of fish and that kind of stuff.
That was stupid. But the scene when he comes into the shore and there's the guy fishing.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you got something? And then this wave just comes up and he rolls out. And then and they did what you should do in all these monster movies, which they never do. They did a couple in Godzilla vs. Kong. X-Con.
Hank Azaria, that's the guy's name.
Hank Azaria. Yes, you're right. Yeah. They did it a couple of times. And
but Harry Shearer is in them.
Yeah, Harry Shearer is the Anchorman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of Hank Azaria.
Yeah. The thing they do in that movie, which is cool and that they should do more in these movies, is show the scale. Like when Kong comes out of the ground and grabs the pyramid with his giant fist, and they're, number one, why are there 20 people on the pyramid? Nobody gets to hang out on the pyramid.
I will tell you for a fact. I got yelled at for climbing up one brick.
Exactly. Why are there a bunch of people on the pyramid?
I got told in no uncertain purpose, like, you get off now or get arrested.
Yeah, get the fuck off the pyramid, son. I'm about to monologue.
That building is 4,000 years old, but it will not survive you.
Well,
get off.
It is not. I mean, it's been stripped, so yeah. They don't want to. They don't want anymore.
I wasn't stripping.
Wow. Never say never. Never say never. I had to get up to the halfway point before I could get my YouTube on.
But there is some good scale stuff, like the taxi in Godzilla's mouth, and like the chase scene and all that. Like, it's ridiculous. But all these movies. They got to be ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't. But they don't do it enough. I think.
Godzilla Minus One didn't seem ridiculous in the same way, though.
No. Well,
what made it different? Like, really, what made it different?
Well, number one, the main story, the underlying story about the kamikaze pilot who had shirked his duty because he didn't want to die.
Right.
And in all honesty, that was the biggest part for me, because I was talking to my buddy Nick about this. He loves that movie. I loved it too. But when little Godzilla first shows up on the island and starts like breaking shit up, and he jumps in his plane
and has the chance
to shoot at him? It. Okay, I appreciate you're a coward, but you still if you have a giant monster running around, you just I was like, that's not how a normal person.
You can pee yourself while you're shooting.
Well, that was my thing. Is like a normal person is not like, oh my god, the normal person is just pushing every button. Oh my god, the headlights came on, the turn signal. Oh no, I'm in reverse. I don't know. I'm just pushing all the buttons. Where's the gun on this thing?
Do planes even have reverses?
I'm just saying, like he knows where the gun is.
The windshield wiper's like,
he's like. I'm such a whiny coward, I can't shoot the guns when there is a monster. No, that's self-preservation.
In that movie, he actually had his hands on.
I know, that is not the same thing. I appreciate where, in the context of the story, he feels like he's a coward because he does not commit suicide like his country has told him is his honorable duty to do. I get that.
And when he has a chance to take out Godzilla... Although I'm not sure he would have taken out Godzilla.
At that point,
maybe he could have done some damage to Godzilla.
But that was a false note. That to me is like, okay, you know how to use the plane. Yeah. I know you don't want to crash into a ship and kill yourself. In fact, I'm a little. This is another question. Why you got guns on a plane that you're not? That she's going to crash into some shit. You know.
Yeah.
It's not. It's essentially. My understanding is that it's just a big bomb. It's full of explosives.
Crash
it into shit, you know? You're just the aiming mechanism because they couldn't afford to get a machine.
Drones.
You know? the calculator broke. Let's get a woman in there, you know? that's from the Giant Claw from way back in the day. Sorry, guys.
I need to go watch the Giant Claw again.
Exactly. We need someone to make the sandwiches.
We should revisit some of these movies just to see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Go-Kay? We have to watch that
again. Walmart's right there.
Because we already know. We already know that, like, you go right over the hill and there's the highway.
This is how the...
You're starving on the beach and there's a highway right there.
This is how the Riff Track guys do it. They watch the movie first and then they watch it two more times. And then they're like, now I've got the jokes down.
Let's just, like, gagging on the whole... Joking on the whole thing.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, gagging.
That's where the 6 inches
That's where that extra 6 inches came from. I predict you'll know what that means in 2 days. Now you have to watch the. Now you have to listen to the podcast. We tell you to skip every time so you can get that joke.
I love it.
That, it's a terrible idea that we record that before we record this.
But could we record a Woopa after?
No,
no,
it would be too shit faced. What's up with you?
Let me tell you about 6 inches.
Well. Godzilla minus one, despite that sort of minor flaw.
But what you're talking about seems to be like the human element is what makes or breaks a Godzilla film. Because the Godzilla part of that was pretty similar to all Godzilla stuff.
Well, like,
destroying some buildings.
That's the thing is that in the first movie which we watched, the original, Godzilla is a force of nature. He comes in and destroys some shit. Yeah. In all the other movies, he was kind of a hero. Like, other monsters would show up, and he would come and fight them and beat them.
Beat them off?
He would beat them off. He would drive them off. Okay.
Right.
Right? So
that's what the X is.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you beat them off, man? Why would you do that?
Kong's like, I'll be your buddy. Sure.
If you're going to beat me off. Yeah. I'll show up in all these towns to destroy them if you're going to beat me off.
I'll follow you around.
I got to get just right a little bit ahead of you. But, no. So those that's where those movies became popular, is because he became a heroic figure. Minus One was back to the original destructive force.
In these movies, they're still trying to straddle it. They're trying to be like, he's a force of nature, but he's also a balancing force.
Right, right.
So, like, we actually want Godzilla around because otherwise all of these other bad Titans, would take over, and like if there's the bad Titans,
they would just cause destruction or whatever. Like more.
All Godzilla wants to do is like
be king, be in charge, king,
and then fall asleep in the Colosseum. Yeah. That's really all he wants.
And his giant,
he just wants a big nap. His
giant ancient dog bed. Yeah.
And like the Italians are going to complain about that. That is a tourist attraction I've ever heard of.
Well, it's probably, like, you don't know when he's going to wake up, and then you got like, they're going to just be running for the doors.
Bro. Be very, very quiet.
I'm hunting rabbits.
I'm hunting Godzilla.
I want to get a photo of Godzilla for my YouTube. Well, that's the thing. The concept in the original Godzilla films where he became a force for good, it's inherently ridiculous. They've done a fairly nice job in these movies about updating that so that it's semi-believable. But what you can't get around is that you get two giant monsters fighting in a city center. They're crushing shit. They're breaking shit up, right? Yeah. And I think you've hit on a good point in that they don't always need to be in the city center. Like, if Mutu shows up, like, out of his cave, rolling, and
in the Andes.
Yeah.
You know, just somewhere that's, like, you know.
And Godzilla gets wind of that?
Most of Canada is empty.
Yeah. You know? Well, anywhere, like the Midwest.
Yeah.
If a bunch
of cornfields in Iowa.
Somebody wakes up a Titan mammoth in the Midwest. Oh, Godzilla's going to roll in there. Good thing this is my cheat day.
every podcasting day is a cheat day for Andy. Imagine that.
Well, except for Wednesdays from now on, so. But
that's a double cheat day?
No, that's the water day.
That's the no
He's
cheat day.
He's going aqua. Aqua Wednesdays.
Aqua Wednesdays.
Aqua Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I'm only drinking on the podcast proper.
Wawa Wednesdays.
And that's only for tradition.
Wawa.
Wawa Wednesday.
Wawa's.
I like it. It's
freaking out right now.
It's mellifluous. I like it.
No, I understand. Like, they are doing the best they can with these movies. They are doing what they can to be like. Yes.
Hey, man, they're still making money, right? So
clearly, I mean, where does it go from here? What do you think?
And at the end of the day, this was no Madam Web.
It was definitely no Madam.
Yeah.
This was not Morbius. This was not. I predict this will not have been a.
I have a vague urge to defend Morbius. Nah.
You think Morbius is better or at the same level as this movie is?
No, I just think it's better than Madam Web.
Yes. Like, but that's a very low bar. Like,
it is indeed.
It's like stepping over the broomstick. Is what you're doing.
Yeah. No argument there. But
so where do they go next? Like, what happens from here? We already have Mothra. We have Kong and Kong X Godzilla.
Well, this is part of what the mistake was with this movie, is they've set it up so that it has to be bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm. We've had this complaint about Marvel movies. We had this complaint about all these other things. You need to occasionally, like, go smaller. You need to have the movie where the villain drives the story, where another Titan shows up that is actually...
But who is that?
Has an advantage. Well, no, he just has an advantage. He's not stronger than Godzilla, but Godzilla's got to step up his name to take him, his game to take him down. That's all you need. And he comes up and he destroys a couple of things. Godzilla shows up. They have a couple of fights. He gets the better of him just because he has this advantage, whatever it is. Like, maybe he absorbs radiation too or something. And then Godzilla's got to figure out how to get around that. A simple story.
Or he can fly. You know, he just shoots him from space. No, here's what I would think. If they were going to do this right, they separate it out. You don't have Godzilla and Kong in the movies anymore. You just have a Kong movie, you have a Godzilla movie.
Well, that was the thing. This was a Kong movie. This was not a Godzilla movie.
Oh, of course.
This was 90% Kong.
Kong was napping in the Arctic for most of it.
Yeah, Godzilla was. Yeah, this was 90% Kong. Kong had the better story arc. Godzilla was just sort of... I don't know, trying to figure it out or whatever.
It was almost like they were talking. You could almost hear the language.
Yeah.
The Kong language.
And I don't know why you can't just do a Kong movie. I mean...
Of course you can.
I love Skull Island. Like,
will Hollywood do that?
Are you trying to get me started? I think
I'm
you're
just
trying
saying,
to get me started.
Like you and I both recognize that the next natural step is not bigger, better Kong,
Godzilla in space,
Kong,
Godzilla multiverse.
No, the next option would be Godzilla to the power of Kong, right?
you're thinking of titles, yeah.
Yeah. The square root of Kong divided by
Godzilla.
Godzilla,
Godzilla squared Kong.
Yeah, multiplied by pi.
Square root of Kong. Yeah. Godzilla squared square root of Kong.
Yeah. No. The best option would be to take it smaller. Where Godzilla has to deal with one other... And they have... In this universe, they know there are other Titans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where exactly Titans
come from.
Right. Like, they just appear. But there could be a Titan that just takes on Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And Kong's dealing with his shit under the ground. And you just leave Kong where he is.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a whole nation now.
Yeah.
He is actually a king now.
Yeah. And
I kind of like that, and they kind of soft-pedaled it, but the whole point here is that now he is the king.
Yeah.
You know, of an entire, like, group of gorillas.
Yeah.
And he was clearly...
They might actually build something with those blocks
yeah.
they're moving around.
I know. I think Kong's got it in him. Gonna have a castle. Jesus Christ, the guy's 20 stories tall. How big's that castle gonna be?
He's like
the, how
I know this looks like Mustafa,
yeah.
or wherever.
We can only build this here where gravity doesn't work. That's the only place it's gonna work exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
What a bunch of bullshit! Like, there's three guys. They're able to lift this rock with like three fingers. Oh, I understand it intrinsically.
It's because they've conquered gravity. Come on, man.
Well, the problem also is that in the universe that they have created,
mm-hmm.
time works differently in the like underworld or like the Hollow Earth or wherever. And so, the two or 3 days that
I have not finished watching Monarch, so I haven't learned this bullshit. This is some bullshit.
It is some bullshit. Because they spend like 2 or 3 days
mm-hmm.
under there. And so they come back, and it's like 2 years later in the surface world. That's what they should have done. Like, they come back up, and all of a sudden, they're like, oh, okay, what's going
just to,
on?
Just to warn our very few listeners, we're going to be doing this a lot because I love it. But this is a reference to Resident Alien, the great
this
Alan Tudyk show. This is some bullshit. As an alien, he says this about things in our lovely American culture. And he is not wrong.
No.
But so you will hear us just like turn on the
That's
generic.
That's the one place where Andy will definitely not try to skirt the cursing.
He'll no,
just put right
yeah,
out
yeah.
there, this is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. we'll try to do as dead a voice as we can in alien fashion, but this is some bullshit. It's even better than fuck that guy, then.
Yeah. It is. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. I'll see. So, this is their second week. I'm going to pull up Box Office Mojo.
Matt looks at me, am I going to start yelling about this being a tangent? No. I'm interested to see. This was the thing. It had a strong showing.
Yeah.
They had a couple of videos on YouTube about how shitty the first quarter box office returns were for Hollywood.
But this movie didn't have a lot of competition. What else is out? Like, we got Ghostbusters, Dune Part 2. What else?
Well, Dune Part 2 is the big gun. Kung Fu Panda 4, which was actually really good.
Okay.
Except, once again, they've, Poe has to give up being the dragon warrior so that some, like, fox girl can be the new dragon. I'm just like, dude, that's not how it worked in the first movie. I mean, maybe you guys should go back and watch the first movie before you write this bullshit. All right, this is some bullshit.
So, we've got, by the way, my daughter keeps saying we should go see Late Night with the Devil.
I like the title.
Yeah, it's a...
Is there an actual devil in it?
It's a horror movie.
Okay.
A live television broadcast in 1977 goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. Yeah. This is some bullshit.
This sounds like something Marley told her she should watch.
Oh, they both went to see it. Like, this is the movie that she's like, it's like Thursday afternoon. She's like, can you take me to the movies at 4 today? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Where's this playing?
I don't know. Someplace. All right.
That is not helpful. This is some bullshit.
I'm sure it's streaming now. All right, so how much do you think Godzilla Kong
X-Kong. No, dude, don't stop pellet, man. Godzilla X-Kong.
Godzilla X-Kong. The New Empire. Why do you need, by the way, why do you
colon.
Need the colon, the New Empire on here? You don't need that, do
everybody,
you?
No, everything needs a colon. We can do without a colon.
I don't think Godzilla has a colon.
You're going to back the fuck up.
I would love to see a Godzilla colon.
You're
going to
back the shirt balls up.
Listen, if Godzilla has a colon, he's got some mammoth
poops. Mammoth poop.
Oh, my gosh.
They're mammoth.
Yeah. That's what he does in Iowa.
Yeah.
Exactly. He pops up out of ground. He's like, blap.
That's how he gets from one place to another. Once he starts shooting that shit out in the water, man, it's like a rocket.
All right, so Godzilla X Kong, how much do you think?
That's true.
Made?
They've not established what he eats and all that stuff.
No,
we know Kong eats entrails.
Yeah, but Godzilla just brings in like nuclear energy. That's what he like. What powers him?
He's munching down. Like. I don't know. I feel like he needs some protein.
He probably
does. He's a big dude. He needs a little protein.
So
it's probably like krill. He's just like eating little shrimps and shit.
All right, so how much do you think it's? How much do you think it's made? 8 days. It's been released 8 days.
150 million.
Domestic or worldwide? What do you think?
Worldwide.
Worldwide, 226.
Wow. Okay.
Domestically, 112.
Okay.
What do you think Ghostbusters has made?
60 million.
Let's see. Ghostbusters, domestically, 82. Worldwide, 116.
Oh, wow.
What about Dune? Part 2.
Oh, holy shit. 250.
Domestically?
Or worldwide?
Domestically, 259.
Wow. I would have been
worldwide,
right on
worldwide, 634.
Nice. Man. Yeah, yeah.
So we're getting really a good third flight. Dune. Yay.
No, we're not.
We're definitely getting a third
potentially,
Dune.
But it won't be Villeneuve that's making it. He already said he's not doing it. So.
They'll do it. You just...
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
They're like, dude...
Yeah.
You had a big hit, and then you had a fucking bomb, and you were lucky they gave you the money for this.
But these are the big movies that are out. Godzilla, X-Kong, Ghostbusters, and Dune.
Okay.
Kung Fu Panda, to a certain extent.
Have you seen
Ghostbusters? Hold on, how much do you think Kung Fu Panda has made?
It's good. 180.
Domestically, 160. Worldwide, 371.
Nice.
So it's making money.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine it costs $370 million to make.
No. Nope.
Lord,
nope. It's a cool flick. It's you know,
cranking out those Jack Black movies.
Well, they've taken him out of it and made it the little fox girl. Like, no one's gonna go see Awkwafina as Kung Fu Panda. Like,
I gotta see
Kung Fu Little Fox Girl.
Hey, they're doing a limited release of Gone with the Wind. You want
to
go see?
Man,
Gone
you're trying
with the
to
Wind?
Change the subject, and we don't even need to because I'm going to go back to Ghostbusters. Have you seen Ghostbusters?
I have not seen Ghostbusters.
Okay,
listen, I have very little time in my life.
I've noticed
I
that.
I have so much
running
psych to
do.
Watch.
Running, so much running to do.
I really don't have that much running.
Well, left. I know because you're
I've
not
got like 35.
Because you're
miles
not really running.
Left.
It's more like walking at a fast pace.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you consider a fast pace?
Well, you're
like if you were to if
that's
you were
true.
To walk at a fast pace, what would it be? Well, and this is not me trying
no,
to
no,
justify
no, no. I was
going to
say faster than whatever you're doing.
8 minute miles.
I have no context. I'm going to assume that's good.
A solid fast like walk for me is like a 15-16 minute mile.
Okay.
All right.
So you're doing twice that.
I'm running it like no. Like if I have a short run, I'll do it at like an 8 minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
But if like these long runs, I'm at like 11-12 minute miles.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing my share of walking.
Right.
Like I'm out on Pungo. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I gotta walk. Some of the times I'm just standing.
I'm just
in the field next to it.
That's right. I'm just fishing for chiggers.
What I'm looking at is, like, we've got these big movies that have come out, right, in April.
Right.
Which is, like, it's pushing the summer blockbuster further and further south.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, what's coming next. Mm-hmm. What are the things that are going to keep these movies from making a lot of money? Because Dune Part 2, Godzilla X Kong, Ghostbusters, Kung Fu Panda, those are the big ones that are out now. Now, I could see a movie like Monkey Man maybe catching fire.
Yeah.
And making a, like, maybe $100 million.
Well, Xander wants to go see it next weekend, man.
I would absolutely
go see Monkey Man. I just want to bring it back to this. I liked Ghostbusters. People have been fucking dogging the shit out of it.
Frozen Empire?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm sure I would like it too, because I actually like the other one. I like I like Ghostbusters.
Well, this is the thing. The story is very similar to the original one. Here's the thing.
J.J. Abrams doing it?
Fuck. Don't say even that. I have to dislike it just on principle. The thing that it's missing is Bill Murray's weird humor and charm, right?
Okay.
Like, that's where a lot of the humor from the original came from, was from Bill Murray's behavior, right? They have Paul Rudd as the main character, and Paul Rudd's not even the main character. They should have made Paul Rudd the main character if they knew what they were doing, but of course they had to make the little girl the main character, and that is a little bit of a problem, but it's not a major problem.
Hmm.
But there's no, like, major main character that's, like, loaded with charisma and humor that can kind of push the comedy aspect, right? They have Kumail Nanjiani. He's the main comedic
character. By its very nature, Ghostbusters was an ensemble.
Right.
Like, you need them to play off each other. You can't have a single person, like, take the lead.
Right. And it works a little bit to me. I mean, I thought it was a fun flick, and I love the Ghostbusters premise. You know?
Who are you going to call, man?
Well, just these ghost shows up, they act, you know, problematic, and you got to take them down.
You got to, they acting up, and you got to take them down. All right, so here are the wide releases over the next 2 weeks. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me which one of these could potentially compete for dollars against the four movies, like the big releases so far. All right. April 10th, Bada Mayan Chote Mian.
No.
April 12th, Civil War.
No.
No.
I don't think anybody's...
I can't imagine anyone wants to go see Civil War. Why? Like, we're living in this. Why would you want to go see
Civil War? Well, even then, it's not even...
What,
doesn't it say, like, California and Texas create... Yeah. What the fuck news are you watching, man? I mean, come on!
Strange Bedfellows and all that. All right, so April 12th, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, a remake.
I don't even think that original movie made all that much money.
I don't either.
And that had Christina Applegate. That's why it went... Yeah, that was during the highlight of Married with Children and stuff, but...
April 10th, also a movie called Arcadian?
No. I have no idea what that is.
April 12th, The Greatest Hits and Sting.
Sting, that horror movie with the spider.
Yeah, you think that's...
We're going to run down and see that shit.
Oh, Jesus.
April, hey, can we get Vanya there?
No. April 19th, all right? So we're in 2 weeks from now, all
right? Right.
Chicken for Linda?
Never heard of it.
And I'm on IMDb. I am only reading the ones that say wide release.
Okay.
All right? I don't even know what Chicken for Linda is.
Mm.
But I can't imagine people are like, are we going to go see Godzilla X Kong or Chicken for Linda?
Wait till Chicken for Linda comes out. I can't wait to see that shit.
Hard Miles? Here's one that might.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's going to take some money, but I don't think it's going to vulture from the movies that are out there because this is a horror movie.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail. That'll make its money. That's a vampire movie.
I don't know this thing. Abigail.
I mean, I'll show you the purview. But it is basically a vampire movie.
I'll go home and watch it.
here's the one movie that I, of the next two weekends, we're going to go see.
Okay.
All right? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
The great right? Alan Ritchson's in it.
Absolutely.
And Henry Cavill.
Yeah. We got Reacher and Superman. Why wouldn't we go see that?
The two hottest actors, like, yeah. in movies yeah. today.
So, I honestly don't think that's going to be, like, a huge hit.
Maybe.
So, we're talking about, over the next 2 weeks, Godzilla is just going to stomp the competition. And
Dune's going to keep making money.
Dune's going to keep making money. And even Ghostbusters might keep making money. So, what do we, like...
Well, I mean,
and Godzilla, based on the conversation we've had, Godzilla X Kong, not a great movie.
Mm-mm.
It is a perfectly legitimate Monster Mug delivery device.
Yeah.
And it delivered two of them to me quite nicely.
It's a ton of fun.
Is it though?
Here's the thing. Most of the monster movies of all generations are a ton of fun if you just ignore the writing.
Yeah, like you forget the story.
It's about the action. It's about the effects. And this one hits on those levels. The story is a pile of garbage.
Take your Dramamine before you watch it.
I as a person who actually writes some things, I just feel like if you sent me these scripts, this is an invitation, dumb fucks. You sent me these scripts, I could fix them. It's not that hard. You're just like, you go through this and go, wait a second, that doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and that doesn't work. How can you get to the point you want to get to without having all this contrived bullshit? But I don't know who these people are that are writing these things.
I don't know either, man. I honestly don't.
This is some bullshit.
Do you want to know what Chicken for Linda is about?
Yeah, I would love to.
A loving mom, Paulette, who feels guilty after unfairly punishing her daughter, Linda, and would do anything to make it up to her. She sets off to make a chicken with peppers, even though she doesn't know how to cook. I'm sensing blockbuster.
That's the story?
That is the... According to IMDb, that is the story.
Holy fuck.
Man. Abigail. I'm going to read Abigail to you.
I have to say this so many times. This is some bullshit.
After a group of criminals kidnap the ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure, they retreat to an isolated mansion, unaware that they're locked inside with no normal little girl. And Abigail is... She's a vampire.
Oh.
That's what it is. There is another...
I like the premise. There are no heroes here, you know?
There's another wide release on April 19th. Spy X Family Code.
Yes!
:White.
We're going to see that.
Our
Xander has already planned for us to go see that. Not you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you say we...
Yes.
You're
no,
not talking
no,
about me.
No, of course not. That is some bullshit.
That is some bullshit.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm looking at, like...
Do you know... You want me to tell you what Spy X Family is about?
No, I really don't need you to... Spirit Away is getting a Fathom event in April. Spirited Away?
Shall I take you to see that?
I don't know.
You should see it.
I don't know.
It's a Ghibli film.
Let's see what's happening at...
It's a Ghibli film. Ghibli film. This is some bullshit.
Let me see what's happening at the Narrow. I'm still not sure why you didn't come to see
Leon,
the professional, with us.
I thought about it. I was going to take Xander because Xander just loves to go to the movies. It doesn't even matter. But one thing and another was going on. And I was just like, I can't break away and drive to Norfolk.
Yeah, the only thing they have, the event films they have is April 12th. They have Almost Famous, which I would not be able to see anyways. Although I do like that film.
I've never seen it.
Rocky Horror Picture Show on the 26th, which seems kind of icky to go with. You know. But they did say when we were there for Leon, they were talking about having a week of Studio Ghibli movies, too, at some point. They were trying to finalize the details of it, which I wouldn't mind going to see some big screen studio.
That's where we went to see the Boy and the Heron.
All right.
In all honesty, that was a great flick.
All right. Well, listen. If we're going to wrap up Godzilla X Kong, which should have been, quite honestly, it was Godzilla to the power of Kong. Because Kong is the multiplying factor in this particular movie, right?
Godzilla was?
No, Kong. Kong was, this was a Kong movie.
Well, the only thing I'm thinking of is like him powering up in his magic pink radiation bubble thing, whatever that was. How did he get in that? Yeah, how did he get in that, and what was the whole point? And like, where's the radiation coming from that he's feeding?
It was filtered in by the magnetic. I don't know.
Did he like in that other place that he went to get radiation? Like, did he destroy an entire like?
Oh, that was city? France. Like, he destroyed a whole town in France
just to like eat their nuclear reactor. Yes. Shit? Okay. They soft pedaled.
He needed that. For the journey to the South Pole or wherever.
No, I feel like you gotta embrace that. If that's Godzilla's thing, then you need to show like the panic of the French people. You need him like walking through the Eiffel Tower and just destroying everything. Because all he wants is that nuclear reactor.
Listen, as humanity, here's what you do. Like, this is how we know that humans are dumb as fuck. Because if I'm living in a world where I know that the Titans are attracted to nuclear energy, I am putting all of my nuclear waste out in the middle of nowhere. I am setting up nuclear power plants. Just be listen, this is free power until Godzilla comes.
If they're like the magic, like clean up the nuclear waste thing. Like, okay, let's feed the Titans because we got all this nuclear waste. Let's just get rid of it.
And I would be like, listen, where's the closest waterway that leads here? Because we know Godzilla's going to swim, and then we're going to clear a path. We're going to be like 3 miles wide from the water to the nuclear stuff. We're going to have nothing.
There. I watched a YouTube video.
Where's my logic flaw?
No.
Where's the flaw? Where's the flaw?
Here's the thing. You know how much nuclear waste there is in the entire world?
In this world.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. This is my point. Is that I watched some podcasts and they were like the total amount of nuclear waste that has been created in all nuclear whatever would fit in a football field.
Yeah,
like there's almost it doesn't create that much waste. All the rest of it has been kind of propaganda. So,
but you
like,
could set
how
up
can you feed a, how can you feed these Titans with that little tiny bit of nuclear waste?
Nuclear weapons and all this other, like in the first movie, he was like chewing down on like nuclear bombs. Like he was like,
well, no, he was
sucking them like they were like Tic Tacs.
He was eating the nuclear engine from a Russian submarine. Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah, but there was some missile, though, that he agreed. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
I watched this just like 3 weeks ago.
I'm a finger of whiskey deep and 2 beers.
Oh, the finger of whiskey. This is some bullshit. I'm going to have to control myself. That is so good. This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. I need to get that. Let me see if I can just pull that up as a sound clip.
You're going to get your soundboard and just be like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, I need to download it and just be like, this is some bullshit.
Well, then if you're going to do that, you need to get Andy Samberg going doink to doink. We should really create... You... When I say we, I mean you should really create a soundboard of all these things that we, like, get into and love. You're just going to be sitting there and I'm going to be like, rah, 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 and you're going to be, this is some bullshit.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
There we go. Anyway, at the end of the day...
Here we go, hold on.
It's already not working.
This is some bullshit.
Not so good. Anyway.
This is some bullshit.
Anyway, yes, you should see Godzilla X Kong in the theater. It's better on the big screen. Don't expect great shakes. It's not.
No.
The story is an absolute pile of garbage.
It is some bullshit.
Yeah. But the effects are good. The fighting action.
Yeah.
I don't understand the motivation. Dreaming. When Godzilla comes roaring in to Egypt and Godzilla's just like, hey, dude. And he's just like,
I did like how
I'm going to eat you.
I did like how Kong's like, just calm your shit.
Yeah.
I got shit to say.
Slow your roll, son. Come on.
Relax.
I'm about to monologue, son. That's a 9-9.
No, man.
But yeah, I don't know why. I was expecting him as Godzilla rolled in. I just was expecting him to grab him, drag him into the portal. Yeah, the
pit. Like he was right there.
Yeah, yeah.
He was right there.
Why has it got to be a fight? Just let him
come to you.
Yeah.
Knock you into the pit.
Yep.
And you're fall like, backwards. Great. You see that guy over there?
Yeah.
That's who you really want.
See the skinny ape?
Yeah.
And the thing that looks like you but has ice breath? Get him. Get him.
And the magic.
You think I'm the badass kaiju? Look at that thing.
The magic barrier that they have that somehow a little girl can tear in half to open up.
Yeah, because it's made out of Mothra webs. You saw it at the end.
It's bullshit. This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. Our version of that is better than the actual show.
Definitely.
We do the dead language a little bit more. This is some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. All right, well, listen. On the mic scale, this is... it could have been better for me.
It could have been better. No, I think that's fair. That's fair. But still, worth seeing.
Just for the visuals, it's worth seeing, yes. Mm. Is it a worthy introduction to ape real?
Yes, absolutely. Why not?
What is the option? What are the other options?
Well, we have low standards. We have very low standards, so it's fine. Yeah,
we got Monkey Man, and we got what other? Oh, Planet of the Apes is in May, early May.
Don't get into that because Monkey Man is going to be kick ass.
Monkey Man is definitely going to be kick-ass.
Freaking bonkers and banana pants.
Absolutely.
Like This is the fifth Godzilla, /Kong movie. Maybe the sixth.
If you're not even counting the TV series that you haven't finished watching.
Exactly.
That's got timey-wimey bullshit in it.
I don't want to see that. I'm done! This is some bullshit.
There's all kinds of timey-wimey bullshit, man.
I know. Please. But you know, all that being said... I've lost my train of thought.
All of that being said, this is some bullshit. All right, well, anyway, listen, if this is your thing, go and watch the movie. It's perfectly reasonable. It is not, like, a great movie, but it is an event. It's fun to watch some,
It's fantastic effects, big monster fights. I mean, it's fun for all of that. Yeah, if you're going to see Godzilla Minus One, no, it's not that. The story is like a ton of flaws. Once again, when you and I
watched, what did you think of the people who were like hooting and hollering when it ended in the movie? And I'm like, what are they fucking doing? What is wrong with these people?
They're Americans. What are you gonna do? All right, you can't expect much.
You fucking nerds.
Not even nerds. I was like the same thing. I was like, what are they yelling about? I mean,
who applaud when the plane lands. Just shit. Shut the fuck up.
It's supposed to land.
Yeah. What are you like thinking? There's an alternative here. Yeah, fuck you.
You had some very low expectations.
This movie was supposed to end.
So glad I'm alive still. And Pat's in the back. This is some bullshit.
I pulled that one out for you.
I love my wife. Well, you didn't pull out the good one, though.
What do you mean, this one? That's the one that makes your sexy wife feel weird.
My sexy wife.
Gives me goosebumps. It's weird.
She never does that for me. She never has a second cup of coffee.
All right, well, listen, the dame has spoken a couple of times, so I think it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been
And I have been DeRah.